Kum lerna black and murder of Pegim Lamed Aleph. Says in the Gemara, Nichnis lechapiv. What happens? He brought the blood inside into the heichol. It passes the blood. The question is that you have to actually spray the blood, and if you didn't, you bring it out, it's all right. Or even if you just brought it in there, it's all no good. Tanya, we learned Rabbi Lezer, in the Mishnah, we had a machlekes. It says in the Braise, Rabbi Lezer says, in one pasuk it says, if you brought the chatas inside, lichaper ba'kodesh, in order to be mechaper. Now, we'll soon see what lichaper ba'kodesh means, whether it means that they have to mechaper, which is to spray the blood, or just to walk in. Where else do you find the expression, lichaper ba'kodesh, anyam kippur? It says that nobody should be in the oil mill while the kohen gadol goes in to be mechaper ba'kodesh. And what's the role of the kohen gadol? Over there by Kamz and Kippur, does it make a difference if the Kohen Gadol spraying or not? No one's allowed to be in that room. Bishalai Kippur, even though the Kohen Gadol didn't spray, no one's allowed to be there. So Afkan here too, when it comes to an animal. When don't bring the blood inside the base of Migdash, you're talking about even Kishalai Kippur, even though the blood wasn't sprayed, the fact that he brought the blood in order to be sprayed is enough. So it comes puzzle. Rav Shimon says, no, I'm going to use a different comparison. Yes, it says over here, don't bring the blood in order to be chapa kodesh. And it says later on, by when it comes to the bull of the chatas and the goat of the chatas, when it says, by the avoid of Yom Kippur, you bring the blood inside in order to be mechaper, and then you take it outside the three camps to burn. So he says, as para chatas, v'seira chatas, asher huvas dam lechaper. And there, what does it mean, lechaper? It means literally to sprinkle the blood. It's malahalan kishachipa, you actually sprinkle the blood. Afkan here too, when it says that you brought the blood in, it's possible, but shechipa, you actually sprinkle the blood. Says you want to make mifkli. So how come Rabbi Lezer compares it to Yom Kippur, to nobody else should be in the thing, and how can Bishu compares it to other kabbanis? Marsava donin chutz mechutz. One of them holds, you compare a carbon chattas, that if you want to bring the blood in, it's an outside carbon, that you should leave the blood outside, don't bring it in. So too, a person should remain outside, not come in. Same idea. They ain't done the chutz of nima. You cannot learn the chattas from outside, from the par of Yom Kippurim, it's an activity that's done inside. Well, you did it correctly. So that's why he says that it means even just walking in, even bringing the blood in is very possible. However, Masavar Rabbi Shu holds... However, the other one holds, Donin, we learn behema from behema, ve'ein Donin, behema ma'adam. What are you learning from a person shouldn't be inside the same room as a Kohen Gadol? That means, and you want to learn a din, an animal from there. Over there, taki shouldn't be there, even if you don't spray. But when it comes to animals, only if you spray, just like the Korban Chatas of Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara further, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to bring in the, if you did it b'shegig, he says if you did it b'shegig, then it's sort of the blood you brought b'shegig, you can take it right out. Is mashma hamezi, if you brought it in deliberately, possible. The question is, so which side does he agree with? Does he agree with the opinion that says only if you spray the blood, then it's possible, or even if you didn't spray the blood, just bring it in? What does he hold? Davka, if you spray the blood, or even if you didn't spray the blood, bring it in deliberately, already passes it. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll give a lengthy erudition, and you'll understand what I think Rabbi Yehuda holds. And it's as follows. It says, Tanya, it says, Nebraisa, Mashma, Shanemar, says the Pasuk, was Parha Chatas, was Seira Chatas. It says the Chatas bull or the Chatas goat. Ashahuvas, Domam, Lechapa, Bakaydish, you brought the blood in to be Mechapa, Bakaydish, to atone for Hegdish. So, Matam, Malema, why does then say, Vahasoidev, and then the next Pasuk says there that if you burn it, You burn it, you have to wash your clothes. Whoever burns or takes this ashes and burns it has to wash his clothes. And then you come back and look, what do you have to say about Sayyid? The mother jumps right away. What do you have to say? You tell your din that if you're carrying it, you have the one who burns it has to wash his clothes. Isn't that an important halacha? You need it for itself. Elamatam Lemechatas. Why does it say chatas twice? It says para chatas vasira chatas. Should just say this para vasira chatas. Why does it say chatas twice? Lefishalay lemadnu. All we would have known is lepar vasoy shem kippurim. I would have thought that this din is limited only to the bull or the goat of Yom Kippur. Shenisrofin abeis hadeshen. That you burn them, so therefore the din is matamim begodim. Maybe since the pasuk is talking about the previous pasuk, talking about the bull of Yom Kippur, and then the next pasuk says whoever burns it has to wash his clothes. I would have thought it's talking about that particular carbon. Shine is stuff in minayin hainu all other kabbonis throughout the year that you burn outside in paramanis rafim. How do you know the same thing applies? Tamul Leimer says chatos, different chatos, different Rabbi Yehuda, not only Yom Kippur, other chatos as well. Rameir says ainut tzadik, you don't need it. Hari Oimer says in pasuk was para chatos v'sid chatos, she ain tamul Leimer lechaper. It says he brought the blood lechaper b'kedush. It's totally unnecessary to say lechaper because we know that's what you're doing it. Ela matamul Leimer lechaper, limit to teach you how kol am is chaperin. That any karma chatas that's there to atone, shahasar from the one who burns in a base adeshin, metame begodim has to wash his clothes because the clothes become tame. Nu, Rabbi Huda, why doesn't he use the word lechaper? It's clear lechaper means that any karma that's to mechaper, any karma chatas, lechaper lemashmer. You know why? Because he needs it for something else. He uses the lechaper of the parasir chatas for the gzera shava to tell you when you bring your blood in, when it's over. By the blood, it says bring in lechaper v'kedush, and by parachatas it says lechaper v'kedush, and by parachatas when is it lechaper only if you spray the blood. So that's why he says, so it's clear that he sides with the Tana who says that the only time if you bring the blood in the base of Migdash does it become possible is if you sprayed the blood. If you didn't, you turned around and you went back out, it's not. My time, lamash and the boy, like gzera shava, he needs for the gzera shava. Finished Hadron Allah Kalazvachim, which is Arbu. We finished the Pedic. Harvey, you need the next book. There's another one right there. We're not Pegimel, the new Pedic. Hamizbeach Mikadish. We learned already before that if you put something, place something onto the Mizbeach, even though it's now puzzles disqualified, you leave it there, you don't remove it. HaMizbech, Mekadosh, or the Mizbech, sanctifies anything which is suitable for the Mizbech. What's the definition of suitable? Rabbi Shua says, Kol Harol Ishim, anything which originally was suitable to burn. The parts of the carbon that get burned in the Mizbech, if they become disqualified and you place them in the Mizbech, they remain there. Im Olo Layed, if you put it up there, you don't bring it back down. Shinem, it says, the Pasuk says, He Ha'olam. It says Zayt Teres Oyla. He Oyla. This is the Oyla Al Moigda on the fire. Al Mizbeach on the Mizbeach. The question is, what's the stress? What do you stress? Is the accent on Al Moigda or on the word Al Mizbeach? He learns the main emphasis on the word Moigda, which is fire. Only those things which are suitable for the fire. Ma Oyla Shiru Lishim suitable for fire. Imosa the Teres once is up there, you don't take it down. Av Kol Shahu Rol Ishim, anything which is suitable for fire. Im Alulah Ye, don't take it down. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, I believe that the emphasis should be on the word al hamizbeach, anything which is suitable for mizbeach. But Susi, what's the nafkamil halacha, whether we look at the word al hamayt or al mizbeach, which kind of things are suitable for mizbeach but not suitable to be burnt? Kolarol, the mizbeach, imola, once the mizbeach, lo yedon, come down. Shenem, it says, he ha oyla al maygda al hamizbeach. Ma oyla shi ru al mizbeach, oyla is suitable for mizbeach, im also leiteh, it goes up, doesn't go down. Av kol dover shirol that any suitable mizbeach im also latated. It goes up, it doesn't go down. Ein bein. So what's the difference? What's the difference? The emphasis on the word fire and the word mizbeach. The Gemara says, ein bein divrei. I'm going to be sure. Actually, what's the machlekes is el hadam blood. If by mistake you put the blood in mizbeach, you don't burn blood, but it definitely belongs on the mizbeach, on the walls. Sorry? Yeah. So I'm saying you put it in. Blood became disqualified, became tamei or pigel, and you put it on mizbeach. Whether you move it or not. Bahanasachim or the libations. Rabbi Gamliel says anything which is suitable for the mizbeach. So therefore, lo yodu, it's suitable for the mizbeach. You don't take it down. Rabbi Shu says no. Anything which is suitable to be burned in the mizbeach, yodu, you do take it down.
So can I ask a question? How are you moiding the
nesachim? What do you mean? Yeah, you pour it down the chute. Yeah. Talking about if it became tummy. We're talking about here now if it became tummy or
no,
pogo.
In the keli, you can take it off. It's a chaticha.
And I take the blood off. So it's still sitting in the keli. It's still sitting in the keli.
Ah,
I thought you were saying that. No, all the
coming out. They're up there already.
Yeah, in the keli. Once you put it on the floor of the mizbeach, in the keli, what happens then?
I never imagined Kohenim putting the blood.
If they poured it out, how can you take it down?
So it must be
in the keg.
You can't put down the keg. Why not? It's a cone-shaped bottom, so you especially so you can't put it down.
So they put it on. Yeah, they put it on an angle or something. Leaned on a piece of wood or one of the wood. No, there's the fire. The pyre is made of twigs. They leaned it against the fire. Exactly. Rab Shimon said another din. He said, "What happened? You have kabbanas that come with libations. When do we say a new variable? When do we say that if it goes in the back, it'll take it down only if it's there in its own right? But if it's ancillary to something else, for example, the libations are ancillary to a carbon, then even then you always remove it. Hazevach kosher unusachim sulim. You have a kosher carbon, but possible libations." Or nusachin chain and kosher libations was ever apostle and the carbon became apostle, or if he loses ever absolutely and the bowl became apostle and they put them on the mizbeach by mistake, has ever loyated. The carbon remains there because they're in his own right. The mizbeach sanctifies it. But van nusachim yerdu, the libations you have to remove because it's only an ancillary to a carbon. Says the Gemara, row loy in. Only if it's Zulum Mizbeach, you leave it on the Mizbeach. She'ain row loy loy. But it's not Zulum Mizbeach, it's not, you take it down. Lemute Mai. What are we referring to over here? What do you mean something that's not suitable? Only something suitable. What's not suitable to the Mizbeach at all? Omer Papa says, I'll tell you what it comes to exclude. Lemute Kmotzin. What about if a carbon mincha, you do a kaimitz with the three fingers, but you're like, kitchu bekli. When is the kaimitz of a mincha suitable for the mizbeach? Once he put it into a kli shadus. But if he did not put it into a kli shadus, so it never became sacred, then it has no shaykhis to the mizbeach. And that, if you put it on the mizbeach, you have to remove it. Maskel Ravina says, I don't understand Maishna. How is this any different midula? How is a kaimitz of a mincha before you place it in the clay cut before it became sacred any different than the case of Ula, where he talks about a moody kachim kalim? When it comes to kachim kalim, there's no mi'ila, there's no stealing from the base of Migdish until you actually spray the blood. And the reason is because before you spray the blood, it belongs to the owner, it doesn't belong to Eibishter yet. It's kachim kalim. Only after you spray the blood do we say, well, part of the animal belongs to the mizbeach, the emurim, the fats, so therefore there's mi'ila by the fats. So what happens if a mooted kachim kalim, the fats of kachim kalim, before it became holy, before you sprayed the blood, shehelon, you brought it on his bed by mistake, leaf lazik, before you sprayed the blood. And l'chayit, according to you, since it did not become holy, should be taken down. It's not suitable for mizbeach. And yet he paskin lo yerdu. Once you place it on the mizbeach, you don't remove it. Nasa lachmash mizbeach. It now belongs to the mizbeach. So what's the difference between the kaimitz before you place it in the klishadis, or the emudim, the fats of the carbon, before you sprinkle the blood? Both of them are not suitable for mizbeach. So you want a big difference. Hanach, over here, lemechzer mice. In the case of the emurim, there's nothing to be done with the emurim itself. It's activity external. You have to still spray the blood, but the emurim itself, you have to do nothing with it. So therefore, you place them, so it's exhilarating, potentially suitable to the mizbeach. Once you remove it. But over here, this kaimitz itself has nothing to do with mizbeach until you take this kaimitz itself and you place it into clay shadus. So therefore, it's not rolling mizbeach. Then we're invited Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Shua says, Kol Rol Ishi, and Rabbi Shua says, if the main thing is fire. Rabbi Shua says, it has to be suitable for the Mizbeach, and Rabbi Shua says, it has to be suitable for the fire, and therefore the difference would be blood and the Sachim. But let's go through each one. Each one brings a Pasuk support his cause. One guy puts the emphasis on Mizbeach, one guy puts the emphasis on Mizbeach. What does each one do with the other word of the Pasuk? So what Gamliel Nami, Rabbi Shua also, what does he do on Mizbeach? Haksiv Oila al Mizbeach, and the Pasuk on the fire. He says, Ahula Haduri, you know what I need the mic for? Poikin comes to tell you that if the Mizbeach was burning something, we're talking about kosher things, and then the fire sort of started popped it off the Mizbeach, do you have to put it back on the Mizbeach or not? And the Pasuk says, Al Maida, you got to put it on the fire. That the Maida means the fire that already existed previously. So that's where we need the word Maida. Kosher thing. Maida is talking about kosher things that fell off. And Al Mizbeach is talking about things which are disqualified. Nuvi Idar, the one who uses Al Maida, tell you that only things which are suitable for the fire. How does he know kosher things that popped off? What happens? How does he know that? Nafkali learns it from another pasuk altogether. It says in the pasuk, the Kohen should put on his clothes and they should remove the deshen asher toichal ha'esh. You should remove the ashes that the fire eats from the oila and the mizbech. An extra pasuk. Obviously, what do you take? What are the ashes from? For something the fire burnt. You have to tell me the fire burnt it. They tell you for drasha that if the fire burnt it and it spat it out, popped off, you have to bring it back to mizbech. The idach, why doesn't Alma learn from there? And with Boyle, he uses that to teach you La Chule Oyle Atamachzer, that when do we say that if it popped off, you bring back only by an Oyle? The Atamachzer Achule Ktoidis. But Ktoidis, if it falls off, you don't bring it back. The Tony Rabbi Chanin Bar Miyum Rabbi Lazar Bar Yaakov. It's not the part that Toi Chelo Eish as Oyle. It's not the part that the fire consumed, and this is the Oyle. What's the stressed Oyle? Al Hamizbeach Ikuli Oyle Atamachzer. You bring back the parts of an oil. We have to machzir kulik tayda. We don't bring back the parts of a tayda's. The other one, how does he learn that out? He says, the other one says, la memelush mamino. It's automatic. The kuli oil madrinon. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that only the oil, because we're talking about the oil the whole time. So obviously we're talking about an oil, not tayda's. So you don't need a special pasuk for that. So I have the pasuk teach you the other thing. Fine. Rabbi Gamliel said the Mishnah, no. He stresses the word mizbeach. Anything which is suitable for mizbeach, including the blood and the libations, that they're disqualified from mizbeach, you don't take them off. So what does he do with the word almoita? Why does it say by the fire? What he do the word mizbeach? The fact it says mizbeach, anything which is suitable mizbeach, what should do with it? And boiler, he uses it for another drush altogether. My kamarachma, he says my. My kamarachmana kol harol mikdash mizbeach. He said, in other words, it's giving you a reason. Why taka, once you place it, you don't put it down? Because it says al mizbech. You know why al mike? You know why I want something was burnt on the fire, disqualified, put on the fire? You don't take it down? Because al mizbech, the mizbech sanctified it. Mizbech like a clay, a giant clay shutters, and it's sanctified. That's why you don't take it down. The idach, another one, how does he know? He says, al mizbech, achirin. See, it says another time, mizbech. It says another pasuk that 7 days you should clean mizbech, and vahoya mizbech, kodesh, kolan, agay, but mizbech. B'mizbeach yikdash. It says clearly anything that touches b'mizbeach yikdash. We don't know. B'mizbeach makes it holy. I don't need the first pasuk for that. V'idach, another one. Why doesn't he use the second b'mizbeach as well? Chad, you need two. One to tell you, hey, chadosh, l'shas, l'koshir, something that was kosher and then got disqualified, so b'mizbeach makes it holy. And then the chad, you have the second time to go even for a bigger, greater chidosh, l'heichad, l'hoish, l'shas, l'koshir. For example, if something rests overnight, it was kosher until that night. So that's the first puzzle to tell you that if you put it in the back, you leave it there. The other ones tell you, what happened? You shechted from the beginning, having in mind the wrong time. It never had a shas of kosher. Chachil no good. And for that, you know, it still sanctifies it. Either Kivan, and the other one says, I don't need to have two psukim to teach you why. Kivan and the psul, in both cases, the puzzle. The Rabbinu Rachman and the Torah included in saying, once it's placed in the mizbeach makes it holy. Loishna hoisla shas of kosher. And loishna loishla kashas kosher. Might not have come in if once upon a time was kosher. Right now, the both puzzle and mizbeach sanctifies it. Same thing over here. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon came along with another opinion. He says only the carbon itself, but not the ancillary. The ancillary, the libations, you place them as bech, you got to remove it. Rabbi Shimon Oimer has never kosher tan. You learned. Rabbi Shimon says, it says in pasuk by Zayis Teres Oyle, we say he ha Oyle al Meidim. When he ha Oyle, so we compare everything to an Oyle. Ma Oyle ha bo biglal asma. Oyle is not ancillary to anything else. The Oyle comes on its own accord. I've called Haboyim Biglal Atzman. Only those kabbonas that come there on their own accord. Yotzu Nesachim, and the exception will be libations. Haboyim Biglal Atzman. They're ancillary to a carbon. Rabbi Yesi Hagluli says, Mitoich Shenema, because it says in Pasik, Kol Hanagei B'mizbeach Yigdash. Rabbi Yesi says, the Brice is bringing some more names here now. So in the Mishnah, we had Rabbi Shimon, it stopped. Now the Brice is going to add a couple of more names. He's like, Gluli. And Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, "Metoich shenemetz in the pasuk, kol anogeya b'mizbeach yikdash. Anything that comes in contact with the mizbeach comes holy. Shemayani, I would have thought, bein ro, bein shein ro. Anything means even if it's not suitable for mizbeach, like we had on top of the page, the koymitz before you put in clay shutters should also become sacred. And if you put in mizbeach, you don't take it off. Tamaleim. Therefore, the pasuk says, this is what you do in mizbeach. Kvasim b'nei shana. It says kvasim b'nei shana." Why highlight sheep? Makvosim ruin, just like sheep are suitable. Avkoro, it has to be something suitable, not something which is not suitable. So where does he learn from the pasuk altogether? From the word kvosim, sheep. comes on Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, I agree with you. However, I'm not going to learn it from Kvasim. I'm going to learn it from Hi Ha'oila Al Ma'id. It has to be similar to an Oila. Oila, Ma Oila, Ruya, and Oila, suitable for Mizbech. I've called Ruya. My Benai, what's the Kiva? You learn from the word Kvasim, or you learn from the word Oila? Big difference. What about a bird? According to Rabbi Kiva, you learn from the word Oila. That makes no distinction between an animal or a bird. If it's suitable for Mizbech, once you put it up there, even though now it's disqualified, you leave it there. However, since Rabbi Yitzchak learned from the word Kvasim, it has to be only animals, not birds. Ika benai mar ma'isalam oila. Rabbi Kiva learns from oila mar ma'isalam. Rabbi Yisrael learns from kvasim. Well, the man the ma'isalam kvasim. Now, when I ask a question, the one who learns from kvasim, haksiv oila. The fact is that the pasuk he oila ma'idnos be'ach. Iksiv Nigmar explains. No, if it would only say kvasim, but like siv oila, have me never thought. Afilu mechayim. I would have thought that even if the animal when it's alive became pasul, then it's still suitable. Kasa Rahman Oila. Oila means already is geshachten and became disqualified from the shechitin onwards, not from before. So you need both. So Kvasim tells me only animals, and Oila tells me that it has to be once it's geshachten, that it became puzzle from the shechitin onwards, not while the animal's alive, like it's a Baal Mum or something.
Yeah, so while it was alive, it was only like a Mum over. Once the Mum.
Yeah, but let's say a mum kavua, and then you shecht, you put him in bech, you take it out, because that was never suitable. Exactly, that's what he's saying here. Because we're chayim. Well, the man did my Islam oila, so according to Bekiva, learns it from oila. He learns oila means any oila suitable in bech. Hoksiv kvasim, what you do with the word sheep? Iksiv oila, so Bekiva says, if it would have said oila, like see kvasim, not sheep, I mean, I would have thought, I feel a mincha, any oila, even a mincha. I would have thought, kosa rachmane kvasim, that's why he says sheep. Does your sheep tell you that? No, it has to be only carbonus, living carbonus, either fowl or animals. What's the difference between the Tanaim and the Baraisa? You have three Tanaim, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Kiva, and the three Tanaim in our Mishnah, which is Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa say, you know the difference will be? K'matzim shekitshu bekeli ika benayo. Korban mincha. In the Braisa, we're going to talk about living animals, not by a mincha. So what about a mincha, a kaimitz, that you actually put in the clay shardas and then became disqualified, came tummy? The Tanoi did done in our Mishnah, it's suitable for the Mizbeach, and it's very holy, la yerdu. Ob the Tanoi, the Mastisin, Tanoi of the Braisa, yerdu, they got to come down. Why? Because they're not living things. Right? Because they, in our Mishnah, the Kvetch is Moikta or Mizbech. So, it's suitable Mizbech. A Karmincha is suitable Mizbech. And as long as you put in the Klei Shadis, it's suitable Mizbech, and then you got disqualified, that's it, boom. You leave it on the Mizbech. Mashayin and the Baraisa, they all talk about Fasim and Oila, living by animals. So, you can put tell them, it's a Yardu, you go down. What's his Dalud? Amarei Shlaki says, Mincha habo b'fnei atzma, a mincha that's brought up on its own. You decided to donate a mincha of nesachim, no carbon. Sometimes a mincha comes with carbon, like we learned this week's parasha. You brought a mincha with no carbon whatsoever. Says Reish Lakish, a mincha above the atzma, divya kul for everybody, like tate, since it's on its own. Remember, like Gamil said, if you're ancillary, but it's not ancillary. You decided to donate a mincha of nesachim. Therefore, if it was disqualified, you leave a mizbech. Of course, everybody, you don't take it down. Whether it's Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, because it's definitely suitable for the fire. And even Rabbi Shimon, who says it's suitable mizbech, and even Rabbi Shimon, who says that it has to be on it for itself, this is for itself. It's not necessarily anything else. However, that's our Mishnah. However, because it's not a living animal, it's only a mincha. Mincha habo im hazevach. Now, Rabbi Shlok makes a whole bunch of rules. A carbon mincha that comes with a carbon, so the braisa for sure, you take it down. But even the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Shimon, because it's an ancillary, you take it down. The David, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shua, like Tayde, because it's suitable for the Mizbech. I'm like the Mizbech. Oh, but David, including everybody else, it includes Rabbi Shimon, because it's ancillary, and including Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shaglili, because it's not a living animal, Tayde. Nesachim haboyim b'fnei atzmon, nesachim that come down, that come on its own, the divrei kula, called everybody yardu, called everybody you go down, except the divrei Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, the whole thing depends on ancillary. It's not ancillary; you brought it on its own. And according to Gamliel, anything which is suitable for the mizbech, this is suitable for the mizbech, la yardu. It's very interesting. He used the word kulan when he doesn't even mean everybody; he means the majority. and he keeps on using the word kulin. Nesachim haboyin im hazevach. What about nesachim that come together with a carbon because of a carbon? The divrei kogod, everybody, which means the majority, yay, to come down. The only one, either because it's not a living animal, or because it's ancillary to something else, or because it goes on the fire. Or, but Divrei Gamliel says that the only thing that matters is if it's suitable for the Mizbeach, in Lechudei, lo yerdu, you don't take it down. So, Gemara, Pshit, what's the Chiddush of the Shlakish Dinim? Everything he said is so obvious. If you learned the Gemara, just what we just learned, you figure all this out on your own. What do I need him to tell us this for? Says the Gemara, maybe there's some of the halacha trying to teach us. Mincha habo b'fnei atzma itzchle is coming to teach you the concept that you could bring a mincha on its own. That, like a by the way, and around, in a circuitous way, he's trying to tell us that you can bring things on its own, a mincha on its own. A mincha of nesachim. Okay, Rava, he's following Rava, Amar Rava, Misnadev, Adam, Minchas, Nesachim, Bechol Yom. If you want to donate Nesachim, not to be part of a carbon, but on its own, you can. And that's a Chiddush Lakish, that you can. And then he breaks it down according to which town, if he's disqualified, you bring on, you leave his Bechanah. Freddy Gemara, if that's what he's trying to do, why have to go roundabout? Just come out straight and tell us exactly what is on his mind. Vinashmini Kirava, why doesn't he just say, Afan Hate, Nesachim, Habay, what does he say, Afan Hate? Says, what are you right? You're right. I'll tell you what his chiddush is. He agrees with Rabbi, but that's not his chiddush. His chiddush is Nesachim Haboyim Imazevach Itzchvei. He's coming to teach you Nesachim that come with the carbon. That's what he needs. That what, according to Rab Shimon, that you have to take them down because they're ancillary. We would have thought. Like this, we learned a while ago that you can bring the carbon today and the nesachim 10 days from now. So I would have thought if you bring them both at the same time, Rav Shimon says, "Oh, it's here, it's ancillary to a carbon. You put it, it's disqualified. You take it off the mizbech." But if I brought it the following day, a week later, maybe I would have thought it's independent. Even though I'm bringing it because of the carbon, maybe it's enough independent. Rav Shimon would say, "It became possible to leave it on the mizbech." And that's a chiddush lakish. The kamakiv lemacher or leyoyim achra, he brings the nesachim today or tomorrow or another day. Salket datach. I mean, I would have thought. Hoyil v'amma. Since we learned minchasam v'niskem balayla, minchasam v'niskem lemacher v'nesachim hakinesachim. But v'nei atzmon dami. I would have thought since you bring it a week later, maybe we'll treat it like an independent nesachim. And therefore, even Kodesh Shimon once is disqualified. Once in his back, leave it there. You don't remove it, Kamashalan. It's still there, it's tagged to a carbon, and therefore it's ancillary, it's independent, and you take it down from the Mizbeah. See you tomorrow, Mitzvah.